Hey, good morning, everyone. It's 7 a.m. Welcome. Hello, hello. Good morning, everyone. So I hope you all had a good evening and you're having a great morning out there in the world. It is March 24th. We are officially in spring as of a few days ago. The year is 2021. We are experiencing some nicer weather. Yesterday was a beautiful day. Went out with the family. Well, my kids, I should say. My wife was working, but went out and we stopped off at this place that I've been wanting to go to called Fat Subs. It's a P-H-A-T Subs, S-U-B-S, and had some food from there, some sandwiches, some subs, and a couple of burgers. And I gotta tell you, it was fantastic. It was really, really good. So for anyone in the Bayonne, New Jersey area, I believe the address was 991 Broadway in Bayonne, New Jersey. And they, very friendly staff, very fast service also, which was cool. You can check them out. Very good. It was very good. I'm not being paid to say that. They're not endorsing me or I'm not endorsing them, other than the fact that they were really, really good, really good food. So, and I think, today's, is part two of People Buy People, Not Products. And one of the reasons I created a part two was because yesterday at the end of the show, I told a lot of stories about the importance of having, of really communicating with your audience and making them actually feel so passionate about what you're doing or connect with you in a way that they trust you, right? And that's what it is. It's about trust. But I didn't really give any specifics of what to do or how to actually go about the certain platforms and how to actually start building that trust through social media and through different mediums. And so I thought, you know, I should do a part two because that's the way I do this show. It's very free flowing. Whatever comes up usually in my day, the day before, so like yesterday after I do my show, what happens on that day, you know, I start thinking about, or the last few days, and I write them in my little book. So I have this book here that I write all my ideas for shows. And so whenever I have an idea, I say, oh, I should talk about this. Oh, I should talk about, or somebody will send me a message and say, hey, you know what you should talk about is this. And I'll write those down. And then that day I have freedom to actually add another episode if I feel needed. And I felt that I left a little bit on the table regarding that subject. So I'm going to try to see if I can not have a part three. But because it is a large subject and it is something that I think a lot of entrepreneurs and small businesses still to this day, believe it or not, in 2021, are still not really fully convinced that it's a good thing. I mean, even large corporations are still spending millions and millions of dollars a year on 30-second ads for television. But it has shifted. There has been a shift. There used to be like social media was all the way down here and, you know, regular commercial ads, financing was all the way up here. And throughout the years, if you can look at the statistics, which I don't currently have, but I've looked at many times and I've heard quite enough insiders talk about, it's shifted, you know, and there is they're spending literally hundreds of millions of dollars now on social media ads, where 10 years ago or even 5 years ago, it was still like, no, that's not really going to go anywhere. But I remember telling businesses 5-6 years ago and saying, you know, you should put your business on these devices, on these phones, because a lot of people are putting their faces onto these devices. And you want to put your business where people's attention are, right? That's the whole point of a business, is to draw attention to it. And if you are not there, if you're not in that area, in that space where attention is being focused on, then you really don't exist. It's sort of like back in the day, you know, like newspapers, you know, if you don't put a newspaper ad, everyone had newspaper ads, right? I mean, even when I was young, I would see what the bands were playing. I remember being in bands or in my band and looking at the back of the paper and seeing the name of our band there, you know, performing, and I'd being like, oh my God, look, my name's in the paper. You know, it was kind of a big deal at that point. And if you're not there, if you're not promoting, then you don't exist at that point, you know. And now today we have this amazing medium where it's pretty much free, you know, for the most part, right? I mean, some platforms have gotten very expensive, or at least the attention costs a little bit more money. It's still great attention, but costs a little bit more. And some platforms are very organic, where you can go on for free and create an audience pretty quickly. Now people start thinking about, well, you know, is it too late to start growing your business? No, it's not too late. Or I should say, is it too late for me to start growing my business on social media? Like, if my business doesn't have a Facebook page, right? And you're not utilizing that page, right? I mean, I have thousands of followers on Facebook. It took, and that wasn't paid. That was all organic, and it's just years of actually just posting and gathering people and meeting people and people just following and seeing other things. And the reason that page is to me is valuable is because if I put something on there, a lot of people will see it. Right now, I try to keep things based on, people know my brand is basically entertainment, right? I mean, I love music. I love making films. I love doing these live shows. I love doing a lot of those kinds of interviewing people. So that's my spiel, right? I'm in the entertainment. I love that. So people that go to my page already know they're going to see some of those things, right? It's not, they're not going to go there and see me giving cooking recipes or, you know, or some other, you know, giving accounting information or finance. And, you know, I don't do those things. They know that they're going to go there. They're either going to laugh. I might say something funny. I might put a funny meme up. I might piss some people. I might piss some people off because of something I wrote, which is something that I actually get a kick out of, how people don't say a word. And that's one of the downsides, you know, they don't say a word to you for months and months until they just disagree with something, and then they post it up. And usually when I post it, I'm like thinking to myself, I wonder if these, because there's a bunch of them, you know, people that they won't delete me, they won't unfriend me or anything. They just stand, and I won't unfriend them because they're not, they're harmless. But they, you know, it's a funny thing to know that somebody is paying attention, you know, so. At least there's attention there. Whether they like the content or not, they don't want to leave, you know, that's fine too. Because that's the thing about social media, right? Everybody has the ability to just kind of like walk away and say like, I don't want to see that anymore. And unfriend, delete, block, whatever the hell you want to do. But for a business or for a brand, you know, the key word, and it's always going to be this, is consistency. You have to be able to post today and then post tomorrow and then post the next day, because people are in the habit of seeing things. So when they go onto their phones, if your content is harmless and it's providing some value and it's just maybe you're sharing a sale or something, the key thing that you have to do is that people when I was learning about sales before social media became so important, they would say, you know, you have to touch a person 8 times before they are willing to buy, right before the conversation starts, that they decide 8 times, right? Now, can you imagine in social media how many times a person gets hit a day on their phones, you know, on their platforms, you know, hundreds, you know, they're scrolling hundreds of times. They're seeing just regular friends of theirs posting things, business ads that are paying thousands of dollars a month for attention. And then your ad, your little ad where you say, hey, I'm selling tacos, or I'm selling my gold chains, or I'm selling my bracelets, or I'm selling my hats, whatever it is. And your ad is competing, which is free, by the way. Your ad is you're not paying anything for it. It's competing with ads that are thousands of dollars, major companies like Target, Walmart, and all the others, paying thousands of dollars now to get their stuff out there. And Facebook is not going to give you the space. Even if you have 5,000 followers on your personal page, when you put something up, they're not going to boost you up. And you can't boost a personal page. And you can't boost an ad on a personal page. People don't know that. You can't. You have to have a business page. Your personal page is your personal page. And yes, I post things on there. And sometimes I'll even do a show on there. But Facebook is not going to give me a boost on that, you know. Now, I pay for ads on my other pages, on my the Counterparts show that I do on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m., as well as this show. I'll do ads for that and pay a little bit of money for that to kind of boost it up a little bit. And that helps, you know. I see the numbers going up. And we just had an ad run for about four or five days for the Counterparts show, and it did tremendous. It did tremendous. It got the value that I wanted it to have. Not only that, but it targets exactly the audience that I need. You know, if you need an audience of people that are interested in purchasing clothing, then that's a very specific, you know, genre of things. Not to mention the fact that you can actually narrow it down to just, you know, tops for women. You can narrow it down to just different vibrant colors, or maybe just yoga clothing, or maybe it's just jeans, or whatever that is. You can really narrow it down, your audience, to reach only people that actually are on social media for those things, you know. And there's tremendous power there, you know. If you're a musician and you play music, well, when you put your ad out there, there's thousands and thousands and thousands of bands that are putting their music out there. But if you're putting out a music video or something that you shot and it's very specific to the kind of music that you make, well, then you're going to draw in the kind of people that like that kind of music. And those are the ones that you're going to influence, and that you're going to get their attention. So the key word, the commodity for 2021 and beyond, is attention. And it's only going to get more and more with different things like crypto right now, not just cryptocurrencies, but crypto in general is going to be used for products, and it's going to be used for people, right? You know, if you have a chance, you can check out what NFT is on. Go on YouTube, and there's a young lady. Her name is her YouTube channel is Crypto Casey. Go to Crypto Casey on YouTube and check out some of her videos on NFT, which stands for non-fungible tokens, and see what those are, and because that is the future. And if you don't know what the future is, you're going to fall behind again because right now social media is a little saturated, especially Facebook. And unless you're actually flipping out the Benjamins, you're not going to really get the attention. But right now, there's still a lot of opportunities on a couple of platforms. TikTok is one of them. Now, I know TikTok has its controversy with the whole China thing and whatever. But I mean, there are other apps that are owned by China as well that people are on. Even the companies that are here in America have a lot of separation of viewpoints, and they kick you out if they don't like what you said because it goes against their guidelines, right? So there's that. So you don't really have a lot of freedoms on any of these platforms, by the way, you know, and all your information is pretty much controlled by them, right? So instead of just fearing that, use what's available to lift your business and so you can take care of your family better and you can make more money and you can help other people. Use it, you know, just use it to the best of your ability and learn a lot about it. Get behind the scenes so you know exactly what people are talking about. But the platforms right now that have a tremendous amount of engagement for very, very little cost are TikTok and LinkedIn. Now, LinkedIn, people say, is mainly for businesses, but it's really not. It is, but at the same time, if you have a business, then that's where you want to be on. No matter what kind of business you are, even if you're a band, musician, artist, filmmaker, producer, director, dancer, whatever, you should have a LinkedIn account and secure it and start engaging with people. It's tremendous. I did something about 2 weeks ago where I can't remember exactly what I did, but I did something on LinkedIn and I got over 170 responses on it. And out of those 170, I think five of them turned out to be people that I could actually kind of gel with and possibly do some work in the future. I've gotten acting roles from LinkedIn, believe it or not. I've gotten opportunities for acting roles as well. And on TikTok, it's just a great engagement place. There's just a lot of opportunity for growth, for getting people to watch, to see your content, and then bringing them over to either your website or bringing them over to your Facebook page, to whatever it is that you have, you want to bring people over. How do you do that? Well, you have to go to where they are. People are on TikTok right now, right? I mean, it's a billion users or something. People are on Facebook. People are on LinkedIn. But the ones that are affordable are TikTok and LinkedIn. Now, that's going to change just the way Facebook changed, just the way MySpace went away, just the way Twitter right now is sinking fast. It's becoming just a news source for a one-sided argument of something that nobody is even really upset about. So they're all eating each other up over there. And there's other platforms that are basically becoming obsolete. I think Instagram is still pretty powerful. Instagram ads are great. Now, Instagram and Facebook operate the same company, right? Same owners. You can actually interchange those pretty easily. So I would make sure that when you're putting an ad on Facebook, you do one on Instagram and vice versa. Okay, so those are some of the platforms. Now, the kind of content that you put out is also extremely important. You have to make sure that you put out content that's relevant to that platform. When you put a photo out on Instagram, that same photo might not really work for a Facebook ad. When you do a video on Instagram, it may not work for a Facebook audience. It may not work for a Twitter audience. It may not work for a LinkedIn audience. So you have to find out, and you can go on YouTube for this. There are people who know a tremendous amount more about this than I do. But there is a difference that you have to find out for your business, for your brand that you're trying to develop. If it's just brand awareness, if it's just a product that you're trying to sell, if it's you're trying to basically get your customers, you're trying to convert someone who saw your ad into a customer, into a or you have a monthly ad, or you have a webinar that you teach, or a course, online courses, whatever it may be. Each of these platforms has a different approach to them, so you have to go on there and go on YouTube and just type in different approach to different platforms, whatever, and there's be a million people there that will tell you specifically what they do. Now, I'll give you my two cents on this. LinkedIn, you're going to have a more professional, polished look, right? You're going to have a nice meme. You could have a nice video that you put up. You could, and then you have more of a written word. You can put more words on there. People and businesses want to read more about the business and what they're doing. So you can get a little bit more wordy on there. Also, you have to look and see what you're best at. You know, what your best thing is. Are you a really good writer? Are you really good on camera? Are you really good with the spoken word, like audio, like a podcast? What is it that you feel more comfortable with? Are you just want to write and you don't want your face on camera at all? Then you have to find the writing platforms, right? There's Medium, there's Blogger, I should say. LinkedIn has a writing section where you can write and write articles on as well. So those are the writing ones. If you're more of a visual person, where maybe you're a photographer or a painter of or an artist of some type, and it's a visual medium, then you need LinkedIn. LinkedIn is going to be where you actually put your beautiful picture and you write a nice little thing. Make sure you have the proper hashtags on there. All of these have hashtags. YouTube, Facebook doesn't have as many, but I still put them in there sometimes to see how it works. And but they don't operate too heavily on hashtags. But Instagram, make sure that you put your hashtags on there. And okay, so that so find out what you're really good at. Find out what's your best way of communicating that you feel comfortable with. Once you do that, then go to each platform and see how you can take one piece of content. Let's say it's this video that I'm doing right now and make it into more pieces of content. I could actually have a photo that I can put on Instagram and be like, and pointing up to like, hey, the best ways to connect on social media, right? I could do something like that. I'm not going to do that with this video, but just so you know, this is one piece of one, Instagram, right? I could take this clip, take a small clip and put it on my stories for Instagram. I could take a small clip again, a 1 minute clip, right? 58 seconds to a minute and put it onto my feed on Instagram, all right? Along with a photo, right? I can put a swipe with a couple of different clips of it on the feed, right? That's my Instagram. That's how I'm gonna do it. Small little bit. Remember, Instagram is instant, right? That's why it's called Instagram, right? On Facebook, I can post this as a whole video. I can also post a picture if I wanted to. Both those things are going to pretty much engage the same way. When you go live on Facebook, they like that. So that Facebook likes live. They help you with your algorithms and stuff. So you want to go live on there if you can. If you're not a lot, you know, a camera person, the writing is actually good as well. So make sure you write. On LinkedIn, again, more polished. On Twitter, it's on Twitter. You have 140 characters, or I think they went up to 280, whatever it is. All you have to do there is make sure you hashtag it. So keep it short, what you're saying, and maybe a link to the video or to something your product, your brand, whatever that may be. What are the platforms? On TikTok, it's fun. TikTok, just have fun. Talk to your audience. Make little videos pointing out like certain elements, like, you know, the five steps to a better omelet. You know, number one, eggs. Number two, pan. Number three, the kind of oil. Number four, the temperature. Number five, what kind of spatula. You know, and you just have fun with that and give people some quick value. And that's on TikTok. You just have some fun on there, but make sure you have the fun based on your product, right? In your world, you're having fun in your environment. What's the other one that we talked about? LinkedIn, right? So LinkedIn, TikTok, those are really valuable right now. And find out what's the next wave of stuff coming, right? There's a lot of platforms right now that are out there. The MeWe, Parler, Gab, all these people say, oh, well, they're conservative. Well, they're not. You go on there, it's the same as any platform. They're growing fast, just like any platform. And eventually they'll have, you know, all the platforms will be competing. Some of them will sink, right? Some of them will continue, right? And it's all based on how they operate. I mean, when you think about companies like Vine, anybody remember Vine? So Vine had... I think they had like 100 million users or something. It was like 100 million users. You had it, and they just sank because they didn't innovate. They didn't put. I think Vine was 6 second clips, literally 6 seconds. I think that's all it was. And it grew tremendously among young people, you know. And it would have been great now for 6 seconds to be like, hey, check out my platform over here, and check out this over here. See you there, or do a funny character wearing a funny hat talking about your brand or whatever it is. It was 6 seconds, boom, boom, boom. And people were liking that and loving it. Somehow they didn't innovate. They didn't really protect their brand, and they sank and they are gone. You know, 100 million users. So all these big platforms that think that, you know, they have so much, they can lose, especially with trust issues right now. That's a major thing right now with these. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to gain trust. Right. So if the platform that you're on is not trustworthy and you're trying to sell on your platform, well, that's going to be a problem. People are going to go there and go, I'm not going to buy anything from that platform because of what they did or how they used my information or how they lied or how they're in Congress trying to defend themselves. So, you know, it's gonna matter. So you have to find the platforms that are trustworthy, and they are coming out more and more with new platforms. So anyway, that's just a little taste of this. I mean, I can go on with this. I do trainings on this as well. If anybody's interested in one-on-one, you can message me or email me at johnhenrysoto@protonmail.com. And I'll be more than happy to set we can do a virtual training like this for your business. That was a mouthful. Exhausted now. Jesus, I need a nap. All right, folks, thank you very much for joining. I hope that helped. I hope that provided you some type of value. If it did, just let me know in the comments. Let me know, message me, email me. Anyway, just to let me know that this is actually something that you enjoyed. I appreciate you all so much for taking the time to watch this. I will see you all tomorrow morning. God bless you. Make today great. Do the things that you love and take care of one another. I love you all. Take care. And as always, peace.